Michelle Monson with Michelle Monson Photography. She's been an advertiser on WIB before, and she's one of my Facebook friends. And she had a terrific post regarding OneFest that I want to share here because I totally agree with her. Here's what she wrote here this week. She says, every year I go to into OneFest looking forward to how God will show up and what he'll reveal to me. I need him more than ever this year, triple exclamation point. Michelle says, this particular year, it wasn't until Micah Tyler was almost through with his set. I remember that. It was a Saturday afternoon. I remember sitting in the stands. Micah Tyler, Texas native. He says, she says, Micah Tyler was almost through with his set that I finally felt God speak to me. I heard him loud and clear. Moments prior, I was thinking how I may have missed out on the experience, and then it happened. Michelle says, I'm being very vague, sorry, but what God told me was to trust him and his plan. And she says, if you care, here's the song he sang. After his performance, I met him in meet and greets and got the chance to share my experience with him, thanking him. He gave me such a big hug. She says, it's these moments that make OneFest so great. So many people are hoping to feel the goodness of God. And she says, and God, we all need you. And it's my hope that all who attend feel something and hear something from God speaking to them, giving them hope, reassurance, guidance, and peace in whatever their struggles. And, yeah, she links to it back from 2021. Wow, was it that long ago? Crazy how the time flies. And so she has a post from them. I won't read that for you, but yeah, I can relate. I guess for me, I'm thinking of when Mac Powell had his Saturday afternoon set. And again, we're going back to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair years in Chippewa Falls for OneFest. But yeah, there's just something about that, right? Just the, as Stuart Briscoe used to call it, the hurly-burly of the instantaneous around us is just kind of crazy. It's so hard to hear that still small voice of the Lord in the noise, in the rush, in the hurry. But when we get away and you get saturated a bit and you have the wonderful fellowship going on, and then you're just being washed, that music is just washing over you, it seems like, I think you do set yourself up to hear from the Lord. So wonderful post, Michelle. Thank you so much for that. All right. Well, tell you what, at least for now, I'm going to skip the today in history part, and we're going to get right to the devotion, because I try to keep this segment 5 minutes or less. Sometimes we succeed and sometimes we don't, so we'll set aside the today in history and get to July 30th. Today is Always Welcome the Stranger. God modeled this by how he welcomed us. Deuteronomy 10:19, you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt. Bob Goff in Live in Grace, Walk in Love says, a recurring theme in the Bible is welcoming the stranger or foreigner. Jesus and his followers tried to live this out and in many cases benefited from others welcoming them. Hospitality is always a marker of people who follow Jesus. Some of us think of hospitality as an industry, like hotels or restaurants. We might think hospitality is cooking a nice meal for friends or someone crashing on our couch when they're in town. But hospitality is much more costly and intimate than we tend to think. A spirit of hospitality is a willingness to open our doors when it's inconvenient for us. It means prioritizing people in need when we might have other projects we'd prefer to work on in a given moment. Hospitality looks like finding joy in creating a place for people we wouldn't naturally choose, people who can be difficult to love. Goff says, when my kids visited all those world leaders years ago, you know what we took as a gift for princes, kings, and dignitaries? We took a copy of our house key. At least 100 people can just let themselves in if they happen to be in the neighborhood. It's just another reflection of what hospitality looks like when we let it off the leash. Goff closes by saying, it's easy to trust God's idea of welcoming when it's about people we already know and who are easy to love. It's a little harder when it means an extended stay by someone who dirties up our dishes and borrows the car and returns it on empty. Those are moments we find out whether we really trust that God knew best when he told us to love one another, or if it's just a suggestion we can ignore. Today's closing question, who's the stranger in your life that you can welcome and show love to today? Who's the stranger in your life that you can welcome and show love to today?
Well, WWIB is partnering with Made Pro to give a deserving veteran or current service member a free 4-hour cleaning, and it's time to name the next winner, Havel.
Yeah, Mariah Conlin is our Made Pro July winner.
Her friend Chrissy Anderson said that Mariah and her husband are both veterans, They both devoted years to the service and were deployed multiple times, even when it was a hardship for them after getting married.
In fact, since leaving the service, they've built a beautiful family with three children under 6 years old.
Mariah's friend Chrissy says, "I think cleaning their home would be a beautiful way to thank them for serving their country and for all they continue to do to bless the lives of others in their community in the middle of their busy lives."
In fact, it goes on to say, Chrissy says that as a stay-at-home mom, Mariah is devoted to caring for her children, but still finds the time and energy to speak life into the lives of other women.
She says, "John works hard to support his family so that Mariah can stay home. It's not easy to live on one income these days, yet they still find a way to bless others through charitable giving at Christmas time."
So thank you, Mariah and John, and congratulations from WWIB and Made Pro.
Another winner will be drawn next month. Nominate your military hero at WWIB.com/Made Pro today.
All right, so the WIB Wake Up Show, the eve of OneFest. What are you most looking forward to about OneFest? Let us know. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. How about you, Caleb?
You know, there's just so many things going on, and a lot of times I'm at our WWIB booth for a lot of it. But just, again, I think seeing people that you only see at OneFest is one of the things that I look forward to where, you know, again, our friends from the Faith Riders and some of the folks on the OneFest lead team where it's like, man, it feels kind of like a family reunion. It's people that you might only see once or maybe twice a year and just you kind of pick up right where you left off. So that's always a ton of fun. And I'm looking forward to seeing how you all react and respond to some of the games and fun that we have planned at our booth as well, too, because we've been putting our heads together as a team for quite a while now, too. And just, yeah, looking forward to being able to give out prizes and play games with you all and just enjoy all that is OneFest and the thousands of people that descend on Cadott, Wisconsin over 3 days.
And even some of the artists like to play the games like Sean Rodriguez and his band, right?
They are fun. And honestly, they kind of cheat-proof our games because they find ways to creatively get around the rules. And then we realize, oh, we need to add another rule. So, looking forward to seeing him and his crew again.
And our son, Michael, has signed up to be part of the volunteer team Friday and Saturday. So excited about that. Anyhow, I got to say, obviously, with Dawson and I doing the after party, 10 to midnight, you know, I can't be there necessarily for the headliner because you got to make it from Cadott back to the studios. And so, but really looking forward to the lead in both those nights. I mean, Friday night, Ben Fuller is great. I've seen him at the Pablo Center. That was a long time ago. And also Matt Maher. I've seen him many years ago, but it's been a long time. He's fantastic. Love that new song from him. We had it earlier this morning. And then some of the other artists. I mean, certainly Jamie McDonald I've never seen before. Rachel Lamp I have seen last fall. So, again, some great artists. The big break stage, particularly on Saturday. Man, Dust to Clay, Rachel Purcell, Sean Rodriguez. Wow.
And that's the thing, too. I think there's the artists you know, but then there's ones that you kind of discover their music and hear the heart behind it. And so I think you have a deeper appreciation and love for the artists that you do know. But then a lot of times you'll discover maybe a new favorite. I mean, Wes Bayless is someone that was kind of in the mainstream world, the Steel Woods, lead singer and guitarist for that band in mainstream music, had a lot of success there. And God got a hold of him. I know we played his song Dig In yesterday, and it's just that kind of testimony is really, really amazing, and it's something that there's music hits different when you are there live. It really does, and so just highly encourage you. I know we've heard from folks before too, where they're like, "Man, we heard you guys broadcasting live, and we weren't planning to come to OneFest, and then just decided we better check this out." Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for kind of forcing us to check this out, and we'd love to hear more of those stories this year for people who weren't planning to go, and they're like, "Man, God did something in my life because I decided this is worth the time, worth the funds to get out there and be part of an event like this."
Real quick, we had a testimony from Facebook. Michelle Munson. Michelle Munson Photography, featured here on WWIB in the past as an advertiser. And the fact is that she talked about encouraging people. She just posted this a couple of days ago. Make sure you go to OneFest, and you're going to hear from God. And she's had that happen. She talked about it, and it does happen. You got to get away from the hustle and bustle and just be there and let the music wash over you. Well, we had this listener leave this message this morning.
Good morning, Triple Valley. My name is Jenna, and I'm going to be at OneFest, and I am so excited to see all of you.
Hi, this is Vicky from Eau Claire. I am so very excited to see For King and Country for the first time. And very excited about being able to go. So I'm so grateful for the tickets. We won, and we are sharing them with another couple. So we are each getting in for half price. That's the only way we could have made it. So I really appreciate that, and introducing them to One Fest. So that's going to be fun. Seeing them enjoy it also, and just the music in general. It's just hearing it in person. It just really feeds my soul. So very grateful to be able to go. Thank you.
Thanks, Vicky. Yeah, the more the merrier, right? So
absolutely. I love that hearing that they're bringing folks with them who haven't been able to go to One Fest before. And she hit it right on the head. Again, there's something different about hearing those songs live and in person with literally thousands of other believers. And I think as well, too, you talk about inviting people who haven't been to One Fest before. Doesn't mean you just invite your Christian friends. Mm-hmm. You know, invite people who might not know Jesus and say, hey, come see what this is all about. Mm-hmm. When thousands of people are gathered with a common purpose to worship the Creator, the fun, the joy that's there, I mean, it's an amazing testimony. And so, yeah, bring somebody with who might not otherwise go. That'd be a great ministry opportunity.
Be impacted and share the impact. Allow others to be impacted. See how God moves, right? I love that. Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit. See what the Spirit does. Speaking of For King and Country, For God Is With Us, off of our July gift offer from Wib Incorporated.
It's summer. Those warm temps mean it's time for vacations, festivals, and picnics, all of which are made better by delicious Domino's Pizza. This summer, when you think picnic and pizza, think Domino's delicious delivery. Now hiring summer day managers, assistant managers, shift managers, and summer pizza makers. Made to order, always fresh. When it's summer, think Domino's. Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Menominee.
We had Domino's pizza for dinner this week, and in fact, I think I followed up with the leftover piece last night, so there you go.
Very tasty. One of those things that, again, that we are privileged to enjoy here. Hey, you can have pizza or whatever delivered right to you wherever you are. And speaking of that, there are some first world problems, right? Things that in other parts of the world, they'd be like, that's what you're bugged about.
Mm-hmm.
But for fun, for what it's worth, in no particular order, here are some first world problems that bug us the most.
Yeah, like having a runny nose.
Getting calls from unknown numbers.
Having no Wi-Fi.
That is the worst. Not being able to find the end of the clear tape. Mm. First world problems, yes, I relate.
How about forgetting a login password?
First world problems that bug us most, not finding anything you like when clothes shopping.
Or no one replaces the toilet roll.
How about unexpected items in the bagging area at self-checkouts?
Or
yes.
A first world problem, this would be dunking a cookie and losing half of it in your milk.
The things we get upset about. First world problems, blisters from new shoes, or a closet full of clothes but nothing to wear.
Forgetting your gloves on a cold day.
Or how about having so much ice in a drink you can't get to the actual drink.
It's so hot outside, but cold in the office.
A couple more first world problems that bug us most. Having to package up and return clothes you bought online and don't want to wear.
Or leaving the phone charger at home.
That's just so rough. But as we say that, tongue in cheek, you think about, okay, some of the things that bug us, the problems that we have. We are so, so blessed in this country and blessed with the ability to be able to serve others here in our community, but also across the world. And we continue to want to alert you to our Backpack to School Challenge. It starts on Saturday. We would love, love, love to have a boost, to have some folks give the encouragement of an early gift, even right now at wwib.com/backpacks. We make it as easy as possible for you by putting that red bar, that red banner at the very top of the page at wwib.com. It'll take you 2 minutes or less to give a gift and make a difference in a child's life.
Absolutely. Again, boy, we would love, before 9 o'clock, if you would be the first person. That would be awesome. A head start. We want as big a head start. We're trying to climb this $15,000 mountain through next week. Of course, Friday night at midnight. That's just over 8 days away. The fundraising really starts in earnest on Saturday. But would you please help us get a head start and help these kids, again, through Valley Vineyard in Chippewa Falls. We'll hear from Pastor Mike Houle in a moment. Also, We Care Eau Claire, a number of churches. And then, finally, Teamwork Africa for the fourth year in Liberia, West Africa. We told you how much they have been blessed by this. And I've been looking at some of the Starfish kids this morning, kids who need sponsors at teamworkafrica.org. And, wow, pulling on my heartstrings. But we asked Mike Houle, why is it important for Christians, for believers, to help with causes just like this.
That's how I see it. We lift them up, you know? That's what Jesus does, right? Let the little children come to me. You know, he lifts them up. And I think we miss that part sometimes. That I've always believed in the Jesus way over the human way of any topic or issue. I'll ask our church leaders, I'll ask anybody, well, what's the Jesus way? Don't tell me what people think. Tell me what Jesus would think. And I think Jesus would think we take care of children. And I really do believe that. And I think we lift people up when we do that. We lift the kids up. You know, I substitute teach on the side a few days here and there. I enjoy it more than anything now. And I know which backpacks are ours because, you know, we buy them. And I'll see a smile on my face when I see one and realize that they have a new backpack walking in the first day. And it's a self-confidence thing. It's a self-esteem thing. And even when we say, well, maybe it shouldn't, it is. And if you've been through middle school, you know how middle school can be a challenge. And even as a former high school teacher, high school can be a challenge. But even at the elementary level, you know, it's just a way for a kid to feel confident, to feel like, yeah, I have something. And I think it's really a way that we can bless kids in a way where the kingdom comes practically to them. And that's why we do what we do. I really think it's interesting. I've been reading James, his letter, and he talks about how we take care of those in need and the poor. And he challenges us on it. Actually, there's a good hunk of that letter that says, listen, you should not be ignoring this. You should not be showing favoritism to someone who does have money over someone that doesn't. I mean, he really walks through that. And I think this is a way that we actually live out that part of the gospel, that our faith isn't just words, but it's deeds as well.
Well, great message there from Pastor Mike Houle. And he's been involved with this all throughout for many years there at Valley Vineyard in Chippewa Falls, Caleb.
Yeah, and we'll be talking with him next week along with folks from We Care Eau Claire, and looking forward to hopefully having Peggy Halverson join either us or Dawson or both next week as well, too. And thank you so much to the first person responding to our call to give a little boost, a little encouragement, uh-huh, a head start, Steve from Rib Lake, in honor and memory of Colleen.
Thank you, Steve.
Gives $50 to provide one child with their backpack or school supplies. We've talked how far that $50 will go in Liberia, West Africa as well, too. Again, Valley Vineyard in Chippewa County, their backpack and school supply distribution. We Care Eau Claire, a massive backpack and school supply distribution. And then helping Starfish Kids be able to go to school in Liberia, West Africa. Those are the three organizations locally and internationally that you are supporting for a backpack to school challenge. Everything that you give divided equally between the three of them. So thank you so much. Our very first gift of Backpack to School 2026, Steve from Black River, and hopefully more will join him, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page to give a gift.